Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Donnie Baker, Donut Stack, and Corn. It's all right after this.
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker, man, with another one of my favorite one-tank trips. Summertime is here, man, and the masses are all heading to one place, Gatlinburg, or as I like to call it, the Mecca. Man, I've been going to Gatlinburg every year since I was like 4 years old, but that's when Mom Phyllis came into the picture and stuff, and her side of the family has been going to the Mecca for like decades. I swear to God they have, and she's got the souvenir spoons to prove it. The only time Mom Phyllis didn't go is when she couldn't get a court date continued, and I remember her telling the judge that missing her trip to Gatlinburg was far worse than any other punishment he could dish out anyways. She said it right to his face. Man, the Smoky Mountains are full of hidden fortune. I think Gatlinburg's got the best food in the world. First time I had steak on a stick was right there in Gatlinburg. I swear to God it was, man. Something about meat on a dowel rod just adds to the flavor. Hell, I've tried steak, I've done the pork, chicken, even liver. Thing is, I can eat liver on a stick, but not by itself. That just proves that meat on a stick is better than pan-fried anyways. And they make homemade moon pies in Gatlinburg. Look it up, man. They make them right while you wait. And you ain't had a moon pie until you've had one homemade. I mean, I've tried to microwave them back home, but it just ain't the same. And Gatlinburg is the only place I've ever been where you get a 3 liter of Mountain Dew. When you get there, man, take the bypass. That'll take you right to Camp Thunder. This is the only place in the whole wide world where you can race go-karts and NASCAR style and play putt-putt. And when me and Scotty was like 14, we got stooped up on Robitussin, played 2 rounds of putt-putt with his old man's 3-wood he brought on a trip. I swear to God we did, man. We was hitting him 40, 50 yards. We knocked the peanut brittle out of this cop's mouth who never saw it coming. It was crazy. Scotty set the course record, but it was unofficial since we snuck on the course and stuff. Plus, we had to leave early to get to Ripley's. You guys ever been to Ripley's?
No.
I dropped a deuce on a wax dummy and people thought it was just a fake cigar. I swear to God they did, man. Believe it or not. I bet that janitor is a believer. That's just my way of giving back. And make sure you take some extra spending money when you go to Gatlinburg. I mean, you don't have to start a spoon collection or thimbles like Mom Phyllis did, but you can still bring back some amazing keepsakes like my lizard. They have all kinds of shellacked lizards. Some are playing guitar. Some of them look froze like they're sunbathing. I got one that gives you the finger. I swear to God I did, man. He looks angry, too, just like that famous Johnny Cash poster. Man, if you go to Gatlinburg, make it a week-long trip, because anything less is just a tease anyways. And who cares if gas prices are up? Pump and run a few times, you'll make the round trip in about $50. And be sure to take a cooler, otherwise the Rocky Road fudge won't keep on the way back home. Enjoy the trip, man. There ain't no place like the Mecca. I swear to God that's true. I gotta go.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Also a fan of that man over there. He's Ace Cosby, the proprietor of the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Time to rock.
Should we bring back the Ace Cosby t-shirts?
I think so.
We have the new Bob and Tom t-shirts out there. We got a special charity shirt coming up real soon, too, by the way. If you missed getting that t-shirt for your mom for Mother's Day, what's the next important holiday?
Father's Day.
Perfect.
Yep.
Check out the Bob and Tom store at thebobandtomstore.com without the. That's Pat Godwin right over there. It's the Fort Wayne Comedy Club for you tomorrow night, right, mister?
Two shows, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Josh Arnold is right there. Christy Lee is right next to me. We're polishing up
sports
with Chick McGee. You said you had just one more story, is that correct?
That's right. Stupid sports. Real stupid sports. And we found this. Stupid world record.
Oh, I like that.
The record for the world's...
Say, I wish I'd thought of that.
Tallest. The world's tallest stack of donuts.
I'm already so angry.
I can't appreciate the donut. It's been set in Johannesburg, South Africa. What's the word?
Johannesburg.
It took how many?
The revolution will not be televised.
How many donuts do you think?
To stack
the world's tallest stack of donuts.
Now, Josh, I want
you
to...
Are we talking your traditional...
Come over here and look at this, Josh.
Are we talking stacked...
Oh, you're going to let me look at it and then give you a number?
Yes, it's pretty much a pyramid of donuts.
That's not fair. A pyramid.
A pyramid?
That's not fair.
That's not fair at all. I thought it was a stack.
They're stacked on top of one another.
Are they glazed?
No, they're a round cake donuts.
Yes, this is as unimpressive as anything I've ever seen.
It's not one tower. That I would have guessed, because I would have guessed like... 50.
Yeah, one tower.
But there are hundreds in there.
3,100 donuts created the world record-breaking tower that measured 59.8 inches high. Not even 5 feet.
Apparently that's not even as tall as me.
Apparently it's difficult. Can the donuts be really, really stale? That'd be my question.
Yeah, they're harder then.
They don't flatten out.
Yeah, that way they'd have more. Wouldn't they be structurally more sound? I'm not an engineer, but I would think.
What a waste of donuts!
What a waste of time!
Furious about it.
Stupid world record.
I got another one.
Here she is.
Well, you know what they say, Josh?
What's that?
People who live in donut houses shouldn't throw scones.
That is what they say.
What they say?
They, yeah.
Yep. Tell they're on probation.
Uh-oh.
What?
I didn't get to my world record.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Now, Chick, how come you give credit to something like that in sports, and you never once mentioned I built my first boat anchor out of Little Debbie's? Pretty good.
Is that true? I will from now on.
Good point, Donnie.
12 pounds. What? Hey, firstly, I want to bequeath a very special happy Mother's Day to my number one baby mama, Christy Lee.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's so nice of
bequeath?
You, Donnie.
Bequeath.
Yep, I want to say it right to her face over the radio, Tom. Okay. And I'll say it like it's Christy. I may have never really wanted a kid, and you may have stuck with me with this baby on purpose, but I'll say it like it's. I never knew it was possible to love a tax write-off this much.
Oh, boy.
I swear to God, Whippy's a damn goat mind, Josh.
Yeah?
And I don't know why dudes are always bitching about child support.
Uh-huh.
I get sick and tired of going out on break hearing about it. Child support's awesome, you ask me. You ain't got to do nothing, and once a month you get free money for it.
Well,
and hell, you don't even have to spend the money on a kid. Swear to God. Seems like
so what are you buying with my money, Donnie?
Well, it seems like every other month, Christy, I'm rocking a new pair of ponies.
Uh-huh.
Or like this month, I went Goodwilling, found an old pair of Converse that still had the React juice in them. It is sort of for him. My joints get some relief from piggybacking all the time.
Uh-huh.
And when they start leaking, that'll save me money on go-gurts. Oh, and the other good part, the court don't even make you provide receipts or nothing to prove what you did with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
I should start buying more scratchers and try to double it. You know. I mean, for the baby. Oh,
sure.
Which, by the way, Christy, I'm still waiting on my support check for May, which I was seeing in the mail. It's slow from all the other Mother's Day cards. No rush on it.
Uh huh. Okay. Don't worry.
Anyways, I want to celebrate Mother's Day like I do every year. Well, I have to do it tomorrow with my mom Phyllis because she ain't available on Sunday. She's always busy working doubles at Xanadu's, Tom.
Really?
She works on Sunday?
Yep, and it's thin pickets on day shift.
I bet.
But she says all the men that come in on Mother's Day have, like, mommy issues and are super respectful.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, God.
She said they always tip extra out of guilt. And they always rub her back during the lap dances.
Well, that's nice.
That is nice. Mm.
Well, it saves me from doing the deed, Josh, during a family feud later.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's awkward.
Something about watching Steve Harvey brings out the beast in her.
Oh, man.
So happy Mother's Day, man.
Thank you, honey.
I got to go. Okay.
Very nice, Donnie.
Thanks very much, Donnie.
React juice.
I'm sorry, Christy, you have a world record you wanted to share with us?
Yes. Do you want to play your stupid record here thing?
Stupid world record.
An Idaho man broke his 100th Guinness World Record when he fit 100 lit candles in his mouth at one time.
Jeez.
That got us his mouth.
David Rush,
whose previous records include the most corn kernels eaten using a toothpick.
Now, wait a second. Quiet down.
You know me, I'm the corn kernel.
Quiet down. I mean, David Rush, once again, his most recent record, the most corn kernels eaten using a toothpick.
No, his previous record. That was a previous. His most current record is 100 lit candles in his mouth.
This
remember?
Is so dumb.
I have not seen this, but 100 lit candles, I'm assuming this guy does not have a mustache or a beard. I just want to go on record.
Or a girlfriend.
Or any friends, or
parents who will claim him as theirs.
Wasn't there a famous picture of a guy with like all the cigarettes in his mouth?
Yeah.
That was some record.
There we go. Man stuffs 100 lit candles into his mouth.
He's almost going to have a Guinness record for having the most Guinness records. He's got 100.
Yeah. So as he was sticking them in his mouth, were they lit, or after they stuck in his mouth?
No, I think you put them all in and then light them. I'm trying to find a picture.
I've got a video of it right here.
Okay. Set them on.
So he puts them all in his mouth. They're not lit.
Okay.
Right.
No.
And they're about the thickness of firework punks.
Gosh.
And he has no facial hair, I'm hoping.
No, he does not have any facial hair.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's got to hurt.
I can't wait to read this guy's obit.
he died doing what he loved.
Yeah. There's got to be a lot of heat on that, right?
Yeah.
100 candles.
They're real long. They're 12 inches.
Yeah, the candles are really long, and he's wearing protective goggles. I'm just watching this for the... And he's got a gigantic mouth.
There we go. He got them all in there.
And he's got to light them all.
How do we know that each candle lit, though? There could be one or two.
They've got a camera.
Oh, they got a big...
They've got a guy from Guinness right next to him.
Put the short little birthday candles in the mouth.
Exactly. Now
it gets those. Then you got
Well,
something.
See, the idea is he doesn't want to burn his face off.
Well, that's not very exciting.
There's no risk then.
This looks like he's got a torch in his mouth. Big deal.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Well, I bet he'd be popular at the bus station on a Saturday night.
The Guinness people are all there documenting.
And it's a massive inferno.
Mm-hmm. It's a good foot and a half high.
It's
the flame.
A massive inferno.
And it's melting like crazy.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very nice. Well, congratulations.
No.
I want to see the record where he eats, kernels of corn in 3 minutes.
Oh, jeez. Who cares?
What do you think the record?
With a toothpick?
I wanted the record for how many come out.
Wait a minute.
In one
Didn't
floater.
Count them before and after.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
That's science for you.
What are you saying?
He has a record for the most corn kernels eaten using a toothpick in 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, depending on what device you're delivering the kernels to your mouth, 100 would be. How many did you think?
I don't know how many kernels.
So he's got to get them. Can he grab them more than one at a time?
For God's sake, people.
Okay, sorry. It's fun. Come on.
It's a waste.
It's stupid. Great. Come on.
Okay, it's funny. Congratulations, David. And Boise, you're
now maybe cool get a job or something and maybe give back to society.
I'm sure that there's a charity component
to
this.
There you go, Tom. Here's a video of him eating corn with a toothpick. Hold on. I got to go through the ad.
God, I love corn. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
I do too. What's your favorite way to eat corn? Cob, creamed, pop?
I believe Mexican street corn.
Okay.
God, he's eating it. It's corn out of the can.
It's cold. Cold right out of the can.
I even like
it like that.
No.
What's the corn cake? The cornbread cake? That's corn casseroles. Well,
I like it too.
Like a corn pone?
I know.
What you call chicken? You should see this guy eating the corn.
I've never seen
this. The most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
He's just.
The only reason he has this record is because no one else has ever done this before.
He's got an MIT shirt on.
So that doesn't mean he went there.
It means he went to the bookstore.
I can order a Harvard shirt. Okay?
Well, congratulations, David. I bet you're a cool guy.
No,
it's fun. Okay, so
if you're listening, David, don't call in. We want nothing to do with it.
That's false. I'd love to talk to him.
This says a cocktail stick. Am I looking at the right
toothpick,
video?
Yeah, he's got using toothpick.
He's got an MIT sweatshirt on.
Yep,
and a yellow.
That's him. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move forward here.
Looks like a reasonable looking guy.
Yeah.
Now we have a tribute.
Two. What? Corn?
He's really that corn, man.
And now here's our corn tribute. Ladies and gentlemen, here in the Bob and Tom program, we love corn.
Corn, 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 corn. Everywhere there's lots of boring corn.
What's that smell?
Corn, 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 corn. Give me a shotgun, please.
Thought that'd make you happy.
That's a mix.
That's a
mashup.
Sean Morey and Haywood Banks. Song about driving through the Midwest. Okay. Uh-huh. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom news desk. Oh, we really need to dip our toes into the news. What's happening?
Not really. Today is May 10th. It is National Clean Your Room Day.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Mine's already pretty much there. You guys?
Mine is too. It's a day to do some serious spring cleaning and make your surroundings more pleasant.
I have a chair that...
pretty full of stuff.
You can't sit in.
We must do very little.
Oh, I have a chair. Well, it's not a settee, but it's a chair.
So I don't understand. You clean your chair today?
Clean out a clutter.
That's the only thing. Yeah, there's a lot of clothes in the chair.
It says clean out a cluttered closet, donate or throw away those things you're not using, help your children make their beds, clean their rooms, eliminate toys, clothing they've outgrown. Just clean up your room.
I remember when I was a kid, it was, oh, now I know what happened to that hamster day.
Oh.
Shit, didn't you spend a day and a half?
They dry out after a year, you know.
A day and a half what?
Your room was that dirty?
Well, as you recall, when my sister moved out to go to school,
yes,
I was a little boy.
Right.
She's a lot older than I am. So I slept in her room, had the bed removed from my room, and it became kind of a...
bachelor pad?
Office a man cave for a...
This tells you everything you need to know about
10-year-old boy.
As a 10-year-old boy, he had an office.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had the bed removed.
We heard
all right.
You.
And you found a hamster under it?
So you've got an office, your bedroom, and you camp in the living room to watch TV.
Sometimes, yeah.
You are
the life of Riley.
Yeah. Just a spoiled
I didn't sleep in my room from age whatever, 9 on. Ever.
Were you as tidy then as you are now?
No. No, that's when I developed a awareness of disease.
So. Is that when they rolled in the iron lung?
Yeah. Hey, look, right. Stop with the iron lung.
As I've said 1,000 times for the last 40 years, there's some guy in a slab right now going, wow, that was a bad idea. I should have washed my hands.
Were you a hoarder back then?
I wouldn't say hoarder. Yes, of course I was. I had stacks and stacks of Mad magazines and comic books. And...
Okay. That your mother threw out.
That's why you had to get rid of the bed. You didn't have room.
Precisely. That's exactly what happened.
How did that conversation go? Christy, you play his mother.
Okay.
Go to Christy and say, Mom, I'd like to move my bed out of my bedroom.
Is Janny ever moving back here, Mom?
Well, no, honey. She's.
Can I have a room?
Why do you need a room?
But I left it intact, by the way. I had nothing in there ever.
You
ever,
just slept there.
Just slept in nothing.
Uh-oh. You ever dress up in clothes? She left and traipsed around.
I'm a runway model.
No, never dressed in Jan's clothes.
I bet you did. Oh, I once gave Versace a handy.
That's how I got my first spread.
These are all false.
Gloves are off, baby.
Annie Leibovitz and I scissored last night.
Annie's quite a con.
Boy, I hope Jan's so not creative. Listening.
Obscure reference of the week. Thank you, John. I realized I needed more space. That's the thing.
That's interesting.
Got rid of the bed.
Very interesting.
Had my own little space, office.
Your puppet
my
show?
My puppets were there. Yeah.
You had puppets?
The first Tom morning show was there with the puppets?
Exactly.
That's where it started.
That is where it started. Yeah.
Where were your brothers? Were they still at home?
Yeah, Jim lived in the room over the garage. John had his own room, but I had two rooms.
I
left Jan's room intact.
Yeah.
So in case she came back.
She could go there and wouldn't notice anything. I never had so much as an article of clothing in there.
Did you go through her drawers?
I bet your brothers did this a lot to each other. What's he doing now?
I think he's
taking another room.
They went, I can't wait to get to college.
Tom's making out with one of his puppets again. You ever kiss one of your puppets on the mouth?
Never. That never occurred to me. That would have been weird.
Oh, you're missing out.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.